4:41 a.m. South African time. It's a beautiful, rainy morning, Saturday morning, on our program, As-Safina to Ilal Jannah. Well, it's the 20th of Rajab, 1444. Our beloved Fadilatul Ustaz just entered. So let's welcome him. Just entered the studio. Let's welcome him in our Q&A this early Saturday morning. Ustaz, it's a beautiful morning. Let's welcome you to the Q&A. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustaz.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu fikum wa arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Zakaria. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Rabbi shrah li swadri wa yassir li amri wa hlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. Subhanaka la ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana innaka antal 'alimul hakim. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Today is the 20th of Rajab, 1444. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah jalla wa ala, we focus on chapter 25, Suratul Furqan, and verse number 30. Almighty Allah informs us, وَقَالَ الرَّسُولُ Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, or will say, both translations will be acceptable, Ya Rabbi, O my beloved Allah, my sustainer, nourisher, Inna qawmi takhadu, verily my people, my nation and my generation, they have taken and made hadhal Qur'ana mahjura, that they have abandoned and neglected this Qur'an Sharif, this noble Qur'an, which was, which is, which always will be the greatest miracle of Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, al-mu'jizatul kubra lil-nabi al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So what does it mean that the people will abandon the noble Qur'an? Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah has mentioned it very, very beautifully. Number one, people will reject the Qur'an Sharif. As we see today, 7 billion plus people reject the Qur'an, Allah forbid. Second, those who believe in it, 1 billion plus minus approximately, but they will believe in it, but they will not read it. When last did you read the entire Qur'an Sharif, O Muslim, O Muslimah? Today is the 20th of Rajab. So start today and say, I have 40 days left for the month of Ramadan. So inshallah al-Aziz, minimum, I will make one Khatmul Qur'an. I will complete the Qur'an Sharif at least once in these 40 days before Ramadan Mubarak. Ramadan Mubarak, fasting is a duty. And tilawatul Qur'an, the recitation of the noble Qur'an during Ramadan, is the beauty of Ramadan. Shahru Ramadan alladhi unzila fihi al-Qur'an. There's a special link and nexus and connection between Qur'an Sharif and Ramadan. The beginning of the revelation, remember, took place during the month of Ramadan. So number one, we have to believe. Number two, we have to read. Number three, people then, they don't fathom, they don't comprehend the message and the meaning of the noble Quran. So that also is mahjura, abandoning the Quran. The Quran you read, but you will receive reward. But there's a greater message also. لِيَدَّبَّرُوا آيَاتِهِ وَلِيَتَذَكَّرَ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. We should read it with understanding. What is our beloved Allah's message to us individually and collectively, and the entire Ummah, and the entire Muslim community, and the whole of humankind? So we must believe, we must read, we must understand, and then we must practice on it. Implement it in our daily life, in our family's life, community, society's life. And thereafter, we have to propagate it as well. So all these are different stages of Mahjura. So all of us, right, 90% one can say, are guilty to a certain extent. Remember, the Quran Sharif is a living miracle of the Master Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In Tirmidhi Sharif it is mentioned, wala yashba'u minhul ulama, the true scholars of Islam, the ulama'i haqqani, ulama'i rabbani, they will never ever get satisfied. They will always study more and more. What is the greater message? What is the interpretation of this verse and so forth? And wa inna ajaibahu la tanqadhi, the Jews of the Quran Sharif will never ever get finished. The more time progresses, the more we will understand the message of the noble Quran. So let us go daily, kiss the Quran Sharif, like Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to say, and then he would say, Hada dusturu Rabbi, this is the constitution of my beloved Allah, and then read daily. Otherwise, remember, we might be in serious problems at the time of death and post-death. So start today, O Muslim, and make a target. Before Ramadan Mubarak, I will complete at least one Quran Sharif. Allah Jalla Wala grant us tawfiq. Okay, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Let's give you the news, views, interviews, what's happening in the world. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. One jutla has been sent to hell and five are injured. Two of them were killed. One was an adult, one was a child. So obviously children will go to paradise and Jannah. But remember this, we have all no sympathy, because we must remember you are baby killers. You remember under Ariel Sharon, the war criminal butcher of Beirut, what was the policy of the Israeli apartheid terrorist Nazi regime, Hitler's children? They said, shoot one bullet and kill two. Any lady that was pregnant, they said, target her, because they are born as terrorists. That was the Iraq policy of Israel. So therefore, don't come and tell me about a six-year-old child. You murdered and martyred hundreds and thousands of them in your 75-year illegal occupation there, the Irgun gang and the Stern gang and the Haganah gang, whole lot of them terrorists. And what you think, Benjamin Netanyahu and this guy, yeah, you might have been Ben-Gvir and Smotrich and Snotrich, you must remember, a whole lot of them, 100% terrorists they are. What else they are? FBI raid, you must remember, Pence Holm, the deputy vice president in Trump's time, and they found one classified occupier form and certain information there. So this is going on, all the circus in America. Germany, inflation is increasing, and Germany envoy says they're very disappointed with the Israeli minister who says that they are funding the protest against Netanyahu and his illegal government. Tonight, also after Sabbath, you will see the jutlas are marching 100,000 plus minus or more against the government of Benjamin Netanyahu, Bibi. Bibi's trial is going on for 3 years and still is not ending. You Christians are in big trouble, I'm telling you. Now the Church of England has said they will bless gay marriages. Can you believe that? So now you will have a reverend. You have many reverends in the world, you know. So they will have a reverend. They will have a priest. And what will happen? The Church of England will say that, you must remember, that Adam and Eve is all right. Adam and Steve is okay. And Madam and Eve, Lungile, that also is all right. Can you believe? And you still want to tell me you want to be a Christian? And the Pope says he's bending towards the gays himself. He tells us to be a gay and lesbian and so forth is not a crime, is not a sin. So imagine if you got such a corrupted Pope and you have such a corrupted church. I feel sorry for you, remember, as Christians, but we pray for all of you. Widespread corruption, not South Africa only, but in Israel. Go read your Hard Haaretz newspaper. BB, Netanyahu, the war criminal, wants to kill the media. He wants the judiciary to be subservient to the politicians and kill the media. So all those are big, big problems. Remember that the death toll is reaching 24,000 and maybe exceeded 24,000 in Turkey, in Syria, and amongst them are 30 Palestinians. And if you know Syria, Aleppo we call Halab, from where our teachers come, Sheikh Muhammad Ali Sabuni, Rahimahullah, Sheikh Abdul Fattah Abu Ghudda, Rahimahullah, and the Khattatul Quran, the calligrapher of Quran, Sheikh Usman Hussein Taha, was alive in Medina for past 50 years approximately. They all hail from Halab, so now that is rebel hell area, as they say. So now remember, aid is coming in at least. Make dua for them. Even after all this year, 5 million plus Syrians will be left homeless. Can you imagine what's going to happen to them? By and large, majority of them Sunni. So we should think about really helping the Syrians and the Turks, not only one of the two. Try and help both. And we told you that the Majlisul Ulama, Hazrat Mawlana Ahmad Sadiq Desai, Hafidhullah of PE, they're collecting, and I sent it out to thousands of people with the banking details and phone number. And Mona Ahmed Dokrat, the Chwani, whatever you call, Muslim Relief, the Red Advert. So these are the two organizations we really would go and recommend, and they can send your zakat, your lillah to them. Lula of Brazil meets Biden in the White House. And remember, Lula is 100% pro-Palestinian. So maybe they discuss that, but they won't speak about that too much, you know. Now look at this. This is the haramis of the world. USA can go and sanction anybody. UK, Richie Rich, he got enough problems of his own, but USA and UK, they go and sanction the wealthy people of Bulgaria, so, and say that no, these people, they're too rich and they're using their money not like how we like it. It's not your business where they use their money. Somalia and UK now have re-established diplomatic ties after 32 years. Somalia has an embassy now there in Britain. So Richie Rich is happy now, remember about that. Russia is hitting the hell out of Ukraine and they don't know what to do. And Zelensky is telling the European countries, if Ukraine is defeated, next Putin is coming for you. He's going to put you in the right place to better help us, otherwise you are next in line. But they're all catching it. The Pentagon saw something in the sky. They don't know what it is. No more balloons. They say unidentified object the size of a small car, and they shot it over Alaska. What they shot, we don't know. Whether they're pulling another one over us, we don't know. So remember this. Russia is going to fix the whole world up. You see how? So his economy is booming. He's got Turkey, he's got Iran, he's got China, he's got India, all making deals with him and so forth. So Russia, from March, they're going to reduce, you must remember, oil by 500,000 barrels per day. So you know what that will do? That will make the price of oil escalate and there'll be huge problems. India, big problems. Adani, one of the richest people and companies in India, losing millions and millions. You must remember, whether you're Muslim, whether you're Hindu, whether you what. But if you're non-white, these whiteys don't like it, you must remember. Unless you're subservient to them, like the Saudis and the Marathis, and then you become their slave, then they will accept you. Otherwise, you want to operate as an independent operator, they will always look for some way to bring you down. And that is what happened in Turkey, if you understand. The real politic, as they say. How come all these NATO countries, suddenly last week Friday, you must remember the embassies closed. And remember, because Turkey said, we will not allow Sweden to become member of NATO. So all these are the real politics. But the Muslims, majority don't even know what's going on. Khabe ghaflat mehe. They're living in Alice in Wonderland. So today, inshallah Aziz, between 7 and 9 will be Brother Shafaat Ahmad Khan, and between 8 and 10, between 6 and 8, inshallah, tonight, between 6 and 8 tonight will be Narat Ki Nat, so it must be Nat Ki Rat, inshallah, with Brother Suleiman Esop with Nat Ki Rat. So make dua for us and the Ummah at large. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, protect the Haramain Sharifain, protect South Africa, protect Masjidul Aqsa, and protect everybody throughout the world. And on a lighter note now, so yesterday I sent it out, I don't know if you got it, Maulana. So we have a new Minister of Electricity, and the next one maybe in the reshuffle of the cabinet will be a Minister of Potholes.
Ustad, I've got Sister Rebecca. She says good morning to you and to the team. She wants to know, does Elon Musk ever visit South Africa, Ustad?
Elon Musk is a South African. And good thing, my sister Rebecca, thank you very much for posing that question. He is sitting quietly there in America. See, let me tell you one thing, sister, which you don't know. And you listeners, pay attention to what I'm saying. Esteemed listeners of Radio Al Ansar International and esteemed listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah Wal Jamaah. You know, in 2020, 2021, when they were telling us, take a vaccine, and does Pfizer and Johnson, we told you all are haram and not permissible. But you got the sellouts among the politicians. You got the sellouts in the medical field. You got the sellouts among the scholars and so forth, the scholars for dollars and so forth. And what happened? They all were promoting the vaccine. And today you can see, they admitting themselves that it was a lie and everything. So what I want to tell you, Sister Rebecca, you see, when it was not bought by Elon Musk, Twitter, so Twitter were working hand in hand with the Americans and the pharma companies and the big institutions. You know, if we had to send out, and I tried it myself, send out something in 2020, 2021 against the vaccines, and your tweet will not go through. Remember that, they will just block it and so forth. So when Elon Musk came in, he bought Twitter, all these things started unfolding, that how does all owners and all oligarchies and all corporates were working hand in hand, hand in glove with the enemies of humanity. This was one of the biggest scams in the history of humanity, this vaccine, you must remember. That is how Elon Musk, he lost billions, millions, whatever, but this is one positive that came out from there. You must remember this, how the Twitter companies and corporate in those days were working with the people promoting this vaccine. They all should be sued in millions and billions and trillions, if you ask me. And all these doctors who are taking kickbacks, they should be disqualified for causing harm to humanity and being a menace to society.
Allah, subhanallah. I've got I think it's a brother, Ustad. He says that how can we end corruption in Africa, especially in Nigeria? My name is Aban. Ustad.
Aban, Aban is you find in the hadith, my brother. Hamza, Ba, Alif, Noon, Aban, Aban bin Salih, and names like that you will find, mashallah. So, my brother, in Abuja, they in Lagos, you can't finish corruption. You must remember, it's a pandemic and it will continue. Not only Africa, what you think, Saudi Arabia and all these countries. Everywhere, America, I told you, Israel today in the news, and Haaretz newspaper got it of yesterday, widespread corruption in Israel. So the problem is what, from top to bottom, when people, the ordinary Joe, carpenter, builder, street cleaner, and whatever sees, they are prime minister, they are president, they are politicians, they are king, they are crown prince, whole lot corrupted, stealing millions and billions. He say, what must I work so hard and so forth, so let me also steal. So it becomes a very good occupation then. Why? An-nasu ala deeni mulukihim. This is not a hadith, it's a saying and a proverb, people will follow the religion of their leaders. So if you want a clean government, then you must do what Islam did. You must do what Singapore did in our past century. See, Umar bin Abdul Aziz is a Muslim ruler in the year 99 to 101, our Islamic calendar. At the turn of the century, first century finished, second century started, therefore he is called the Mujaddid of Islam, the reviver of Islam. As mentioned in Abu Dawood, the hadith, may you jaddidu hadha deen. So nevertheless, he only ruled 2 years. He's buried there in Hims, in Syria, next to Khalid bin Walid, radiallahu anhu warda. So he told his wife, see, you are the daughter of that person there, he was a ruler, but all this is ill-gotten gain. You must return all the jewelry of yours to the Baitul Mal. You first clean up yourself. So today when people stand, they say, I'm a candidate for elections this year, next year. For what? 90% Muslim, non-Muslim, atheist, whoever, is there for self-enrichment, for ill-gotten gain, how we can fill our pockets and so forth and so on. Whether it's Nigeria, whether it's Israel, whether it's South Africa, whether it's America, it's throughout the world basically. So Islam says, no, you have to lead by example. Any person can come to you and ask you, O Amirul Mu'mineen leader, from where did you acquire this wealth? How you have today forensic audit and so forth? So therefore, I told you in South Africa, and you can go to Nigeria, same. If you take Muslim organizations, 80-90%, and you have a proper forensic audit, you will find the corrupted, never mind non-Muslims, Muslims are so corrupted, my brother. So therefore, in Islam, you have to lead by example, remember that. Take Singapore. Singapore was a very poor country. I've been there with Allah's help. When they said we must clean up, where they started from on top. Any politician caught, finished straight to prison, no stories and so forth. Today you get caught with drugs in Singapore, death penalty. They don't want to hear stories and so forth and so on. So you see, this is the failure of Western governments. Trump was president. How much tax was he paying? He was paying only hundreds of tax, but he's a multi-millionaire, multi-billionaire. So imagine, so you have to clean up from the top downwards, not from the bottom upwards. Same thing, yes, or Africa, other countries. So that is the solution, my brother. Clean up from the top. But who will clean up when they all corrupted or 90-80% are corrupted? That is the problem.
I've got a brother Kevin. He says, look here, AK, with great honor and due respect to you, do you believe in a retirement age? Many people die before they reach 65. What guarantees do we have? Kevin, who's that?
But I'm over 65, my brother Kevin. I don't know if you know about our corrupted leaders. Last year, the Saudi regime, which we say the government are non-Muslim, they passed a law last year. that no person could go for Hajj and pilgrimage in 2022, 2014, 2043, and to perform Hajj, and even if it is compulsory upon you, you couldn't go because you were over 65 and so forth. At least this year they relaxed it. Somebody must have told them that at least use your brains, you will make more money and so forth. Nothing to do with Islam, as long as they can make more money and so forth. So I'm over 65, and what you say, Kevin? We're still firing on all cylinders with Allah's help and Allah's mercy. There's no such thing in Islam as retirement. We work from the cradle to the grave, from the womb to the tomb. That is our objective. Quran says, وَعَبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ. You keep on worshipping Almighty Allah till your death comes. You can't say when you're 60, 65, see France now, Macron, being punished by his own people. He wants to change the age of retirement, make the people work more. So they're going to kick him out very soon, insha'Allahul Aziz. So my brother Kevin, in Islam, there's no such thing as retirement. 40 days time, our fasting month will start. So one old man says, me, I'm 65, 70 years old, and now I won't fast because I reached my retirement age. No, my uncle, my chacha, my father's brother, 90 years old Islamically, and he kept fast for 82 years of his life. What you say about that, my brother Kevin? So Islam, la aisha illa aishul akhirah. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Our relaxation, retirement is in Jannah and paradise, my brother. In this world, we work right till our last breath, and we beg and petition and beseech Almighty Allah, take us from this world with Iman and Islam, and make that the best day in our life. Didn't you see yesterday how many children they are rescuing in Turkey and Syria, and how many people, elderly, you sisters, look at that incident. You should take inspiration. The one lady, she's 28 hours there under the rubble, and then they found her. She said, I'm not coming out. Bring my scarf, bring my dupatta, and then they brought it, then she came out. So much haya, so much shame, so much modesty. She becomes an inspiration for millions of people. Allah. Other brother, they pulled out, he's reading Quran one way, he's under the rubble, but he wants to meet Almighty Allah. Ya Allah, I'm reading your kalam. The children, they pulling out and so forth and rescuing. It's inspiration for the non-Muslim rescue workers and so forth. So there are great lessons to be learned from all this.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. I see Tulani says, AK morning, where are the Guptas? Any idea? Ustad?
Why are you missing them, my brother Tuladi? So you must remember this. Under that time was the Guptas, and now is the Palapalas, and it goes on. South Africa is a wonderful country, my brother Tulani. You must remember this. Everyone got a legacy, and they destroyed it themselves. You must remember this. So that is how things go on. So you must remember that there is a thing quietly in Dubai. Somebody says they in jail, somebody say they're roaming around. Only Almighty Allah knows the best. You Tulani, you waking up early every day. Now it's time to take the plunge. When you going to become Muslim, Tulani? So that is what we want from you. And inshallah, we pray for you also and Ameen. The entire humanity.
Ameen, 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 summa ameen. I see somebody says here, Donald Trump is willing to testify as long as it is on live, on TV. What do you think of that? Eric, Ustad.
So Eric, you must remember, Donald Trump is not the Donald Duck. He knows how to play his cards. He wants it live on international TV. Why? So he doesn't have to follow a script. When they ask him a question, he will respond to that question with a question. So he won't answer. He will play the game, you must remember. And that's what they don't want. They want to make sure he must not be part of the 2024. And he must not be the representative and candidate for the GOP. You know GOP? The grand old party, the Republican Party. So the Republican Party said yesterday, we must stop funding this Ukraine. You got it now? That's good. Yesterday they said, we must stop funding this Ukraine. We're losing too much money. Putin is hitting the hell out of them, and they're all frightened, you must remember. So now they're already supporting the other guy, the Fritas, and whatever his name is. So this is all your American politics, right? Because he's a loose cannon. He'll speak a lot of things, and he will give out a lot of classified information. You know what he told Salman, the king of Saudi Arabia? He said, Salman, you are my good friend, but you must pay. You must pay us protection fees. If you don't pay us in 1 month, 2 months, 2 weeks, your whole kingdom will fall apart. You understood? So no president speaks like that. Only he, Trump, because he holds the Trump cards, you must remember. He's a loose cannon. That's why he wants it live on international TV.
So why has Iran become a strong country in drones, Ustad?
So because the more you put a country under sanctions, the more resilient they become. Don't you know South Africa's history? Under the white man's regime, apartheid, we all suffered under that. Yes, you must remember whether the person was black or whether he was Indian or whether he's colored, we all were classified as non-whites. Yes, we agree that the blacks suffered the most. They were dumped so far and all that. Hardly many facilities, then the Indians, then the coloreds and so forth. But the white man, they said, you can't do this, you can't do that. They applied sanctions. That just made them more determined. Things would come in via Lesotho, things would come in via Swaziland, things would come in via neighboring countries, Malawi. That your Banda and South Africa had excellent ties, you must remember that. So Banda was given honorary white status, if you know anything of South African politics. So they always have their chamchas, you must remember, their spies and all. So Iran, 100% Shia. When I say 100%, I mean that the elite, their politicians, government, and if you look at the demographics on the ground, so I was there in 2013, we Sunnis say that they are 25%. They say 9-10%. I saw their official figures when I was there. They said Sunnis are 9-10%. So take in between 15%, 20%. So remember, the majority are Shia. You take Iraq, 65%, 2/3, 70% are Shia. So what will sanctions help? Nothing. They will, Iraq will be ordering everything, and Iran controls Iraq, and then it comes into Iran. So you must remember. Take Israel out of the equation, and Iran has the most powerful army because you apply sanctions. When this is the foolish policy of Israel, that you think you're going to frustrate the Palestinians, and the Palestinians say, we get the half a chance, then we're going to melt. That's why we have no empathy, sympathy, Jonathan, Joshua, all you Jutlas and Zionists, and you can quote me anywhere in the world. 100% they are right. They must ram their cars into the Jutlas. One settler, one bullet will settle the issue. That's the right thing to do. You have to teach the Jutlas a lesson. We want our rights. We want our land. We want our mosque. We want our houses. How can you come and steal our homes, our land, our gardens, our mosque, everything? And you want to talk about peace? No, there will be no peace. For peace, justice is the precursor. So Iran, I got big problems with Iran. You must remember, as far as their belief structure go, they're not Muslim. But we must stand for justice. I'll always support Iran when it comes to their going nuclear and getting all the kamikaze drones, compared to these Saudi junkies and these Emirati idiots and these Bahrain puppets and all these Moroccans and so forth and so on, bootlicking Israel and America. 100% Irania Harami also. That they sway the Sahaba. But on this score, yeah, they're 100% right. They must arm themselves to the best of the ability. Look at Russia. Russia and Iran building factory now there in Russia. And they're going to produce the kamikaze drones. Excellent thing to do. Where's this Arab port dictators building, worried more about 2030 World Cup and all this kind of thing? Who can make the longest, tallest tower in the world? So that is what they destroyed the deen of Islam. Wailul lil Arab. Woe and destruction to the Arabs. Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam said this. Remember his authentic hadith in Sahih Muslim.
Allahu Akbar. Listen to this one, Ustad. I see you no more speaking of your Mr. Imran Khan. I told you long ago he's a failure. Vishnu, Ustad.
Vishnu, he's coming back with the bang. You must remember that Pakistan is facing a meltdown. The illegal government, Choroki Hukumat, if you know Hindi, you know Urdu. So you must remember that even with all their corruption now, they made a law. Anybody found storing diesel, petrol will be fined and so forth. Yesterday, day for yesterday, Pakistani government and the World Bank had meetings and bilateral, and they could not reach a conclusion because the bank and them will apply such conditions. You have to work according to that, and if you don't, then they'll confiscate this, confiscate that, and so forth. So even they know they're facing meltdown, because if you go and look at each one of them who's in power now, so you must remember, I don't know if you understand Pakistan politics, you must remember this, Shahbaz Sharif is the Prime Minister, Nawaz Sharif is sitting there in London, all not multi-millionaires, multi-billionaires, and not in rands, in dollars they are. Go look at all the accounts and all these things here. So how can the country function when there's so much corruption, stealing, and all these type of things going on? So therefore, when Imran comes, he got 101 million mistakes. We all got million sins and mistakes as well. But compared to this lot here, he's much more better and just compared to all these guys here. Therefore, we say that when elections, if they have elections this year, 2023, and it's free and fair, then Imran will walk it. It will be a landslide victory. But you don't understand Vishnu, Pakistan politics, Egyptian politics. All these countries are not run by the party. They run by the army. Who the army wants, you must remember, they will rule. And when you upset the army, then they will make certain plans that you will be removed. And that's exactly what happened to Imran. So that is the truth of the matter, my brother Vishnu.
So AK was Prince Charles born out of wedlock? And if so, why was this seen to be okay? I hope you remember me, Barbara Ustad.
So Barbara, you're back in South Africa. So you must remember which one of them is legal. So you must ask that question. When she, Diana, was giving birth, was Charles the father, or was that guy taking her for horse riding? Was he the father? So you must... You see what they say, the British press, the tabloids. You know how they write. So they say, check his hair out, and then you will see who's the father. You understood? So remember for them, because Charles was busy with his chameleon. So Diana said, what, I'm not sit alone? So she said, I don't like this whiteies. She tried them, she didn't like them. Then she got hold of the Muslim guys, and then she went with Dodi, and then she died with Dodi. So that is all their things. That half of them are haram, are illegitimate. So remember these things. For them is nothing. You must remember that. That people say Shane Warne, the cricketer, and us, and that way he died. He died in the hands of the prostitutes and all that, and Australia gave him a state funeral. That is the problem with the Western civilization and Western countries. Three-quarters of them are haramis and illegitimate. Remember that. You look at our beloved South Africa. Yesterday, last year, they had a survey. 60% of the children in school, the daughters in school, they are pregnant and they don't know who's the father of the child to be born. That is your reality of Western culture. Right? Barakallahu fiqh. Salaam alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.